This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Among the subjects being debated today on Twitter are newly circulated pictures of Beyoncé, which are said not to have been photoshopped. They show a few blemishes, apparently. Interesting as that is, it would only be the latest in a never-ending series of leaked celebrity photos, but for this, the 25th birthday of Photoshop itself. Version 1.0 launched this week back in 1990, and over the past 25 years, it has pretty much reshaped the way we see the world and ourselves, as Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
Back in the 1980s, when Thomas Nowell created the software that became Photoshop, he didn't envision that it would become, among other things, a verb. The Oxford English Dictionary added it in 2006 to the official chagrin of Adobe, where Nowell still works.
Adobe Legal always sort of fights that, but not too hard.
Bad for the trademark, but not so bad for the brand. However, in addition to manipulating photos generally, photoshopping has become shorthand for how the beauty industries promote unrealistic images of women's faces and bodies, and that Nowell takes issue with.
That manipulation is nothing new in the market, but what Photoshop did was make it easier to do.
And with the help of digital networks, maybe easier to see through. Jesse Roston is a commercial photographer who once made a parody video about how Photoshop promotes unrealistic images of women.
There's only one way to look like a real cover girl. Photoshop by Adobe.
Maybe she's born with it.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Photoshop.
But he thinks maybe Photoshop's ubiquity increases our awareness that celebrities don't really look like that either.
Back when people were airbrushing negatives, you wouldn't have ever seen the original negative.
Photoshop has also given us whole industries that no one could have foreseen, like Ben Hu's empire. He's CEO of Cheeseburger, a collection of blogs devoted to stuff like funny cat pictures. But as photoshopping has become something everybody does, Photoshop software has become less central to it.
The vast majority of photoshopping, quote-unquote, people do today is probably Instagram.
In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.